We're holding daf mem tes omed aleph, 7 lines from the bottom. Zog di gemara, Yosef Reb Zera achorid Rav Gil, ve Yosef Rav Gil kamed Rav Huna. Rav Zera was sitting behind Rav Gil, and Rav Gil was in front of Rav Huna, ve Yosef Koma. And he said the following, Tov lo hiske shel Shabbos, if someone is in the middle of saying Birch Samozim, and if he got to mention Ritzei, he didn't say Ritzei, he lo hiske shel Shabbos, so what do? So you say a special bracha, or Baruch Shenosan Shabbos Limnucha La'am Yisrael Be'Ahavo. The reason why you say Be'Ahavo, Shteit Nemad Neyontif, he brings the shame de Levush, L'Motcha Yafa, he brings that Shabbos was Nitne B'Mora, not like Sinai, which was Kofalim Hakigigis. So B'Mora, it's Taka Be'Ahavo. That's why it's Be'Ahavo, because we didn't have the hakigigis. So you say the special Baruch Shenosan Shabbos Limnucha Le'amo Yisrael Be'Avo Lo'ois U'Lebris, and it's also Lo'ois U'Lebris. Like we know, V'Shom B'Nei Yisrael Shabbos Bris Oilom Bein V'Nei Oisi Le'Oilom. So we see Loshon Bris and Ois. So that's what we talk to say. Baruch Mekadesh Shabbos. So you say special bracha Baruch Shenosan Shabbos Limnucha Le'amo Yisrael Be'Avo Lo'ois U'Lebris. Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. Zog di Gemara, Om Alei, Man Omra, who told you this? He asked him, who told you this? Who are you saying this B'Shem? So he told him, Rav, I'm saying this B'Shem of Rav. Rav said this. Hoda Yosef Ekomar, then he said the second halacha. Tov lo hiskel she yontev, if he didn't say Yal v'yover b'birch samozen, so you say likewise a special bracha. Oime, Baruch Shenosan Yom Tovim la'ama Yisrael, L'simcha, ulezikoroin. Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. L'simcha, because we know the yontiv is v'samachta b'chagecha. So v'simcha. Ulezikoroin, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Do you insert the yontiv? Do you not? Akbarim, that is the loshen. Omalei, he told him the same thing. Man Omro, who is saying this in the name of whom? So he told him Rav. Again, this is the name of Rav. Hoda Yosef, edritim ol v'komar, and he said the following. Tov lehiska shalosh chodesh. If he did not say Rosh Chodesh by Birch Samozin, also Yalav Yovav, but Yalav Yovav Rosh Chodesh, Oimer, Baruch Shenosa Rosh Chodoshim, La'amali Yisrael, Lizikoroin. V'lo Yodano, and I wasn't sure, Omer Bo B'Simcha. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moyed, but is it really a Moyed? Is it din of Mayadim L'Simcha? Or it's in the pasuk. It's moyadechem v'rosh chodesh v'rosh chodeshem. So it's not a moyad be'etzem, or it's like a moyad. So you use mesupik if you say b'simcha not. V'lo yedani omba b'simcha iloi iloi omba b'simcha ichosim ba. Likewise, if ichosim with the baruch iloi chosim ba. Ididei idrabe. It was his own statement. It was the name of rabbi. It was the name of rabbi again. Tois over here says, Baruch Shenosan, Shabbos Limnucha, Vim Toimar, Hosmuchihi. When do you say this? This whole Gemara, I forgot to say when you say this. If you forgot to say Yalav Yov, if you forgot to say Ritzei, if you forgot to say Yalav Yov, when do you insert it? Zok Tois, is you say this right after Boini Yushalayim. Meaning, instead of saying Yalav Yov, instead of saying Ritzei, you finish Boini Yushalayim, you already finished. If you didn't finish, you can go back. But you finish, we're starting already the next bracha. So you say right then and there before you start Atoiva Meitiv. Avdem Fakteisis, why do you say Baruch Shenosan? It's Muchal Chavito, it's Somuch to Boini Yushalayim. V'yeshloima, Hoyvla Nitzkan Hashom. It wasn't meant to be said over there. Elo Oim Galaprokim, only if you forget Ritzay, if you forget Yalavi Ovoi, Kshashach Ritzay, Vachritzaynu, Ainz Ekor Smuch, that's not called Smuchal Chavito. V'tzor Psycho Beboruch, and that's where you start with Baruch. Ubrochesha Yutches Brochus, then Taisis continues, says all Yutches Brochus, when Esra is also, we don't start with Baruch. Why? Meaning, why don't we start with Baruch? Because it's Smucha L'Chavito. They're all called Smucha, it's one to another. So Tosfos says two reasons why it's called Smucha. Either of course El Chavikayom, but he says, Inami Elekei Avrom. We say Elekei Avrom in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, that is Malchus, dos is Malchus. Can I'm reading Mishnivra Oilam Lo Yodim Shkor Lakash Bocha Odin Atshba Avrom? Avrom Kore Odin, he was the first one that said Adon Olam. So in Mela, that is the biggest Malchus, so it's Smucha L'Chavito, so that's all the Baruch Shmoneh Esrei do not start with Baruch. V'imu yontif, now Tosfos goes back to the bracha, where we said, Baruch Shenosan, so you call of Oim, Baruch Shenosan, Shabbos Limnucha, V'yamtem La'am Yisrael, L'simcha, Kimikle Shabbos, V'chein Kimikle Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you put them both together. Zog the Gemara weiter, the last line of the Omid, Gidl Bar Min Yuma, Havakoy Kameh, the Rav Nachman, Gidl Bar Min Yuma was in front of Rav Nachman, Tor Rav Nachman, he did not make the haskara in Birchas Hamazon. He left out the tzei, he left out Yalav Yover. Zok Gemara Daf Mem Tesa Mit Beis, v'hod al reisha. And then he went and began back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon. He started again from the beginning. Zok Drashi L'Tchilas Birchas Hamazon. K'nam Rinon Gabi Tfila, just like by Tfila the halach is, Oka Raglov, we know that Shmon Esrei. If you finish Shmon Esrei, you Oka Raglov, you L'Rotza, you took three steps back, then Choyze L'Roish, when you have to be Choyze, if you left out an omission that you have to be Choyze for. So Hosam Udik Akir Zaglayim, by Tfila there's an Akir Zaglayim. Aval Hocha Siyum HaBrocha Hu Akiras Raglayim. Over here, the end of the Brocha is the Akir Zaglayim, meaning, when you finish Boine Yushalayim, that's the Siyum of the Brocha where you're supposed to be Maske Yalav Yovoy Nechoma, you're supposed to be Maske over there, Yalav Yovoy Nritzei. So then, once you said Baruch, that's the Akir Zaglayim, that's the Siyum, that's the end. So it's like Akir Zaglayim. So that's where you Choyzel Rosh. Zogdi Gomorra, my time, Omale, my time, Ovid Mahochi, why did you go back? You go back to the beginning. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? We just had a Gemara in Amud Aleph that says that you insert all types of brachas. So why Chayzel Rosh? You say this special haskara. This whole inserting is only before you start Hatoiv Ametiv, right? After Bein Yerushalayim, when you start Hatoiv Ametiv, when you didn't start Hatoiv Ametiv, you can put it right over there. And Tosef said, "Kasha, it's Muchel Chavetov." No, it's not meant to be there. It's only when you forgot. But that's where you insert it. But if you started Hatoiv Ametiv, then it already passe. Al Posach Hatoiv Ametiv, then you choise the Takel Roish. Now there's a big machlokes in the Poskim. The Mishmura brings B'shem D'chaya Odom. He says that in Kuf Peches. Chav Gimel, he says that even if you started Atoiv Ametiv and you said, Baruch Ato Hashem, so the question is, how much do you go back to? So if you say, the Chayodim says, if you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hokel Avinu Malkeinu, as long as you didn't start Hokel Avinu Malkeinu, you say, you can insert over there, Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech Olam, Asher Nosan Shabbosos, you can still insert it over there, as long as you didn't say Hokel Avinu Malkeinu. That's called you're not starting. I said no. The nusach we had on Amud Aleph. I said no. Since Shabbos is v'chulu v'chulu, the whole nusach. So Dr. Chaya Odom, as long as you didn't say Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, you can still insert that bracha. In fact, the Bi'alacha, what do you mean? The whole reason why it's called a Akira is because you're Mesiach Das. You started the next bracha. Might have come in, you can insert still Asher Nosan. Once you started Baruch Ato Hashem, so then you can't go back anymore. Or maybe by Hashem you still can, but once you go already, Elokeinu Melech Olam, that's for sure that you can't go back anymore. Chayodim Rabbi Halacha, Machlokes is over here. And the question is, what's called Posach Batoiv Ametiv? The Gemara says Posach Batoiv Ametiv Chayzel Roish. What's the getter of Posach? The Mishabura says Posach means once said Baruch Ato Hashem. Masha'enken, the Chayodim says you can still insert it until Hakel Avinu. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav Idi ba'Avin, Omar Rav Amram, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. To v'loy hiske sherosh chodesh b'tfila. Till now we're talking about Birchas Hamazon. Now we're talking about tfila. Let's say he didn't mention rosh chodesh by davening. Now by tfila, machzir noisi, you go back again. This is referring to shachris and mincha. B'Marev, we know the Gemara said earlier in the Flamet that ein makachin is the chodesh b'laylo. By Marev, you're not chodesh for forgetting Yalav Yovei for rosh chodesh. Now. The Birchas Hamazon, the Gemara is going to ask why is this different, like you're asking. The Birchas Hamazon ain't machzirin oisay. By benching, then you don't go back if you forget Yalav Yovei by benching on Rosh Chodesh. So why is there a difference? Omalei Rav Avin, Rav Amram, Maishno. What's the difference? Maishno Tfilu, Maishno Birchas Hamazon. By Tfilu, you say you forget Yalav Yovei, Rosh Chodesh, machzirin oisay. By Birchas Hamazon, we say ain't machzirin oisay. Omalei, so he told him, Afli Didi Kashli, I had the exact same question. Vishil Til Rav Nachman. And I asked Rav Nachman, "Ve'omali minei de Mashmuel lo yishmieli ela nichz." Meaning, I took it in here. V'shalta Rav Nachman, "Ve'omali minei de Mashmuel lo yishmieli." I didn't have an answer. I didn't receive an answer from Shmuel. Ela nichz anon. Let's try ourselves to try to differentiate between tefillah and Birchas Hamazon. And the difference as follows: Ela nichz anon. Tefillah de choyve hi. Tefillah is a choyve. You have to daven. So me'ela machzir enoisoi. Birchas mezoina. The boy ochli boy lo yochil. After all, when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, you don't have to eat. Who says you have to eat? You don't have to eat pas, for sure not. So since the boy ochli boy lo yochil, So ein machzirin oisoi. You take it, don't have to go back. That's the difference. Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Yovoi by Tefillah, it's machzirin oisoi because it's a chiv Tefillah. Masha enken bichsam, there's no chiv to eat on Rosh Chodesh. So Zok Digmor, if that's the case, if there's no chiv to eat, so it comes out, Elamiyata Shabbos v'yom tovim, duloi sag duloi ochil, where you cannot not eat. You have to eat. There's a chiv achila. So chanami di toyev ahoda, if you forget, you take have to retract, you have to repeat again, bichsamozen, omalei in. Correct, that's the truth, that's the difference. The omagav shilo omagav, to choyze l'goish, like we just said. We just said that to choyze l'goish. So, Rosh Chodesh for bichsamozen, there's no chiv achila, boy ochil, boy lo yochil. Shabbos, there's a chiv achila. Zok de Rashba, what about if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? You remembered it say, but you forgot yalav yovoi. So do you say choyze l'goish? Because today there's a chiv achila because of Shabbos? That's the Rashba Shita. And the Ra'ah says, no, we pass on like the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says that the Chiv Achila is not mitzad Rosh Chodesh, mitzad the Shabbos. And if you said retain, you forgot Yalav Yovai, you're not Choyza on Shabbos. There's two Shitas in Rishonim. But that's how the Ra'ah passes. That's how we pass on like that also. But Akoponim, unless you forgot retain. If you got retain, you're Choyza L'Rosh because of retain, then of course you're going to repeat Yalav Yovai too for Rosh Chodesh. But the Gemara differentiates between boy ochel boy loy ochel on a regular Shabbos no chiyuv to eat. On Shabbos there is a chiyuv to eat, so Shabbos taka choizel rosh and Rosh Chodesh not. Frag the Gemara, what do you mean choizel rosh? The same kash as before. Va'omrav unomrav tov oimer boch shenosan. You say the nusach of boch shenosan. So Gemara lavit ma'alo loy shonosh loy pasach batev ametiv. That's only before you start a teva ametiv. Al pasach batev ametiv, you start a teva ametiv, then choizel rosh, then you taka go back to the beginning. So it comes out in this Gemara. The Gemara differentiates between Rosh Chodesh and between Shabbos. Shabbos is a chiyuv achilas pas, and Rosh Chodesh there isn't. Frek toy sakasha. Vim toymar v'have Rosh Chodesh miyoyim edaloylis anes behoyin megilas tainis. You're not allowed to fast in Rosh Chodesh. So if you're not allowed to fast, it's a chiyuv achila too. If it's a chiyuv achila, what do you mean? Boy ochel, boy loy ochel. Rosh Chodesh dafman tomin is fasting. So what do you mean? What does the Gemara mean? Boy loy ochel. You don't have to eat bread, right? You can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you don't have to have bread. Shabbos is a din of Shabbos Oyder. You have to have bread from the mon. So Mela over here, you taka don't have to have bread. So Mela, you taka are not choyza. Factoys zoktoys avu biyontif tzoch lecho pas. Factoys v'teima. I'll ask you kasha stam from Yontif. State in Sukkah, Iboy ochli boy la ochli chutz milal rishoino. When it comes to Sukkah, you don't have to eat. Only the first, that is a chiv achila in the Sukkah. The olive test of test of mechaga matzahs. So what are you saying? That all the other nights of Yontif is a chiv achila. Here it says clearly, la boy ochli on Yontif too. V'yeshloim, that's not the pshat. You don't have to eat. Mitzad Sukkah, you don't have to eat. Och perushoy. Shein etzoch lechol besukkah im lo yirtze. Al b'shu yontif tzoch lechol. At the end of the day, because of yontif, you have to eat. Just the Gemara just says Laila Rishon is a choyv mitzad Sukkah, but mitzad achila is a chiyuv achila all days of yontif. Fractase is every day. What's an afkamina? At the end of the day, yontif you have to eat. So what's an afkamina in Sukkah? The end of the day, you have to eat. So what does the Gemara say? Laila Rishon is a choyv tezvav. Zaktesis, me oimer ben etam, the nafkamin is, like we know, kunchi odik shomim, v'ochlu chutzesuka. The hashta, if l'chvoid yontev shapir, I ate in the home, I was good, I ate in the home. Avalimishul suka, b'yontev rishin tzach lachsa, the nafkamin is yontev rishin, you have to eat again in the suka when it rained. V'lecha b'suka lachsa, if suka shomim, the alfina tesvov tesvov, that's where we learn our tesvov tesvov. Avalishai yom tovim, other yom tovim, ain't tzorich, there would not be a chiv. So we see he was fasting on Yontif. So he sees the chiyuv tai. You're allowed to fast on Yontif. That's special tainis chaloyim. But b'shat taniyos, also you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast on Yontif. Yontif is a chiyuv achila. Now zok toisus. This is nageh alocha lemaisa. We just finished saying. Iboy ochel, iboy ochel by Rosh Chodesh. Masha enkein, Shabbos and Yontif is a chiv to eat. And it's a chiv to eat pas. Zok teisis, v'sude shlishir shel Shabbos, hoi mesupik hi. If there's a din, the shema iboy eloy ochel, alamina tagimo. The fact that you have to eat tagimo would not be a chiv pas. If it suffices with minute tagimo, then you would not be choyza. Nafkamin, if you forgot, but say, by shalash shudas, by sude shlishis, do you have to be choyza or not? Because tagima means any foods. You can have vegetables, you can have shakol, you can be yoitz with mini tagima. So then, there's no chiv pas. The whole reason why we said Shabbos is different from Rosh Chodesh because by Rosh Chodesh, but Shabbos not. Fractasis, what about Wuzoktasis? What about Mesupik? What about Shalashudas? Oh. Now the truth is, in Kuf Peches, the Mishabura brings that by Shalashudas, it's Sofik Brachs Lahakil. Because after all, you can be yoitz with mini tagima. So if you forget Ritzei, you're not choyza. As a matter of fact, the stipler is even mesupik if a person had a kiddush, and he had pasabah bekisnin. Maybe he's already yoitz a suda with that. So the main suda might already be considered suda shlishes, and Rebizoy would not be choizer because sofik bachs lakal according to his mishabura. So it comes a big nafkamina if a person forgets by the main suda on Shabbos, ritzei, according to the mishabura by suda shlishes, and the stipler says maybe you're yoitz a pasabah bekisnin the main suda. So then you're sofik bachs lakal. It's not so poshut. The whole pasuk about bekisning causes problems because it makes the suda ikris the suda shlishis, like this title, maybe. Meaning the mezonos that people have by kiddushim. Zoktais is weiter. Kripishim mitam kanamina besuda suka miu beksubis peak af bichoshiv gabi mashke ishtai de sholish shudim shal Shabbos im ke mashmet kulun Shabbos. Pashtas, all three sudas of Shabbos are Shabbos. So there shouldn't be a difference between suda shlishis. Vaoid kevin yafinim mimon. We know there's Shavuos. We know we all learn it out from Mon, right? By Mon we learn that you have to have three Sudas. So that's a taste not so poshut if it should be a difference or not. Meaning, it's three times it says the word Hayoim. That's how we know you have to have three Sudas. So why should Sudas Lishas be different? There are in Achorim de Mechalak and Minishorim it's more like that. That the question is there might be a Chiyuv of Achila three times, but the Chiyuv of Pas is because of the Shabbos Oinig maybe only two times. The chiyuv hayoyim hayoyim three pomim it's three sudas, but maybe sudas lishis is different. But Kaparim Teis says the fourth suda that for sure you're not choizer. So Teis says umiim ochal suda revius v'shoch shal Shabbos lehodel reisha devadi boy loy ochal you don't have to have suda revius at all. Zog di gemara at kama mezamnim. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda at kazayis at kabeya. So Teis right away says that the loshna Mishnah is kama mezamnim. The zimun to be moitzi to other people, you have to have a kazayis or a kebeya. This is really going on every birch samozin. That is machlokes of Meir Yehuda, if you're mechayev birch samozin, kazayis or kebeya. So, the Pnei Shu and Rashi in the mission daf mehei is medayik that Rashi holds it's only gabe zimun. But the pashas is, every birch samozin, there's a machlokes of Meir Yehuda, if it's kazayis or kebeya. Zok the Gemara, lememid rameya choshev le kazayis, you're telling me that rameya considers a kazayis, a chiev of birch samozin, rabbi the kebeya. We know the opposite. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, state in Pesachim, v'chein mishiyotzim Yerushalayim. If someone leaves Yerushalayim, he's about to shech this Korban Pesach. V'niska shoye b'yodei psal koidesh. There's two cases actually over there. Rashi says, there's one case, and you remember you have chometz in your home. So now you have chometz in your home, you're not a shech the Korban Pesach when you have chometz in your home. So do you have to go back to your home and burn the chometz? Or you keep him a vatel mid the rice of the chometz b'libo wherever you are. So it depends how much chometz you have in your home. For a shir, kazayis, or a kebeya, the machlokes over here, then you go back for that. And likewise, v'chei mishiyot mishlaim, if you left Yerushalayim, and you're not allowed to take psak kochim out of Yerushalayim, it's a psul yoitza. And v'niska shir b'yod psak kodesh, im ovat tsoifim, if you already passed tsoifim, Zog Rashi, what's tsoifim? Tsoifim is a mokom shiochalil's base of mikdash. It's an area that you can see the base of mikdash from there. Fractates on that. If it's a mokum that you can see, it should have said ukumidos al choruach. That mokum should be 360 degrees from that mokum's area. You should be able to see. So why is it only that mokum? Zok Tosis, tsoifim is not a mokum, but tsoifim taka means it's a loshen ria, loshen tsviya to be tsoifa. If you're marchik from Yerushalayim, the shear of tsoifim, that means that you can't see anymore. Then tsoifim b'mkoymo. So machlokes Rashi Tosis is tsoifim a mokum. Or tzoifim is just an ability to be able to see Yerushalayim from there or not. So what happens if you have psak kochim and now you're yoitza, psul yoitza? Now, we're not talking about kochi kochim because that's a posik that it's that you have to burn it better marocha. But rather we're talking about something that is a psul yoitza. Tzoifim psachim learns that it's not regular kochi kochim or kochim kalim. It's psak koidish. So over here it's a chumra. So we're machmir only on a certain amount. So it depends. If you pass away tsoifim, then you burn it in its place. And if not, you didn't pass yet, then you go back lifnei abira, you go back to Yerushalayim, me'atza barocha, you burn it from the atza barocha. At kamim chayzim, for how much you have to go back, and likewise for Pesach, if you shechlin kohen Pesach, and you have chometz bebeisai, how much you have to go back for? So it's a machloikus. Remei oim ezev ezek kebeya, sai when it comes to Pesach, you have a chometz in your house. Sai when you have psak kochim, you have a kebeya. So then you have to go back. Remei says she is a kebeya. Now like our, what we just said in our Mishnah, Remei holds a kezayis is bich samozen. Here we see it when it comes to burning chometz, or when it comes to burning kochim to go back to the bira, it's a shir kebeya. V'Rabbi Yehuda oim ezev ezek kezayis, the shir is a kezayis. So we see mamish punkt fakert, Remei and Rabbi Yehuda. Om Rabbi Yehuda muchlefes ashita. Flip around the shitas, meaning coincide it with the Mishnah in Pesachim. Abaya oim, meaning Remei attacker holds that it's kebeya by us. And Abiyud holds a kezayis. Abay omer loyim loy tepach, don't switch around. Hocha b'koy pligi, it's a machlokes in psukim legabei bichsam ozen, and it's a machlokes legabei burning kochim. Hocha b'koy pligi, the mayor sova v'chalto. It said in posuk v'chalto v'savoto. The mayor holds v'chalto zu achila. Achila is a kezayis. V'savoto is going on shtia. That you, when you bench for, hey, you make a bichsam, broch achoyne for shtia over revias. Va'achila b'kezayis. So achila b'kezayis according to Remeir. So over here, Remeir takvot achila b'kezayis. V'Rabbi Yehuda Sova, no, he learns the pasuk of achalta v'savata differently. V'Rabbi Yehuda Sova, achalta v'savata, it's one achila. Achila sheesh by svia. What's called an achila sheesh by svia? V'ezizu kebeya. So Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda holds by us, by Bichas HaMozen, it's a kebeya. So over here, the machlokes tak is b'kezayis b'kebeya. How do you learn v'achalta v'savata? Do you learn v'achalta achila kezayis v'savata shtia? Or do you learn v'achalta v'savata achila sheesh by svia, which is kebeya? That's a beauty. Also, when it comes to kochim, besvara pligi, the mayor sovar chazaros kutumosoi. You go back to burn the chometz, or you go back to burn the kochim that you have as psul yoytzer. It's like the shear of tuma. Ma tumosa bekebeya. Tuma is a shear kebeya. At least letame acherim, or some say machlokes zushonim letame atzmoi, or letame acherim. Tame atzmoi according to some sheets of kolshu, but for sure letame acherim it's kebeya. So afchazarosa is so too when it goes, when you're going back to burn kochim or to burn chometz, we compare it to tumah, so you have to have a shir kebeya. The Rabbi Yehuda saw, I know, chazarosa kisuroi, going back to burn kochim or to burn chometz is like the issa, meaning the issa of eating chometz. My isuroi bekezayis, afchazarosa, like all isura achila bekezayis, afchazarosa bekezayis, you're going back for kezayis. So it's a machloikas, you can't ask a stira from one to another. One is a svarin of chalta v'savot in haritach to psukim, and one is a machlokes in Ahari Yitaych. What are you comparing Chazara to Shir Tumah Kebeya or to Isur Achila, which is the Kezayis? Now, the halacha, we are machmir that we bench by a Shir Kezayis. We bench by a Shir Kezayis, and Tosa says it's both Gersois. Tosa over here as an Arichas says both Gersois. Saif it's Rabbi Yehuda did a machlif. Saif not machlif. We are machmir that if Shir Kezayis we bench for. From all the Gemara's that says a Shir Kezayis, Moitzigami Dechavos a Shir Kezayis, Kezayis Meliach, we see the whole time Kezayis. Then Tos finishes off. Ulinyin Shtioi Meri, Vyesh Lahach Melevorch, Afilu Pochas Mimolalugmov. Even less than Molalugmov, not a Revius, you already make a Bracha Choyn on Shtia. Even though by Yom Kippurim, we know there's a Shir, we don't compare Yom Kippurim to Brachas. Frakti Bikivega, what do you mean you're Machmir less than that? Koshali, Haech Shaych Lahach Melevorch, Habe Brachas Vekele Hokel. And by brachas, you always go sveikul kula because of the suffix of loisisa. What do you mean? You're machmir by less. What do you mean machmir? It might be a suffix of loisisa. So, Tosis says legabe shti, you're machmir. Kvega has a kash on that. How could be machmir if it's a question of loisisa? We'll just finish with the mechudish dika shita, which is brought down in the halacha, which the Mordechai brings. The Mordechai brings that if a person eats a suda, you don't bench birchas hamozen if you're thirsty, if you didn't drink. Since there's a shita of achalta zu achila, v'savata zu shtia, and then it says v'rachta, so if a person is eating a suda, even if he ate a kezayis, he ate a kebeya, but he's thirsty and he didn't drink, zog de matcha, b'shem de yireyim, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this. La'aloch, you have to be choshev with this in kuf tzadi zayin, that you don't bench until you drink. So the drinking, if you're thirsty and you're having a suda, is something that you have to be machmir on, because you might not even be mechuyev in birchas hamozen, and then the bracha might be a bracha levatala. Reb Chaim Volozhiner used to say, the machmirin ka'atzman kezayis u'kebeya. If you're machmir on a kezayis, so what do you have to say you're machmir on kebeya? Really, this is a savata. We're machmir on a kezayis u'kebeya. If you're machmir kezayis, for sure a kebeya. So he's medayik, al atzmon for kezayis. For zich alein, uchim machma for kezayis. For yena, when you have achnosis orchim, zanish machma kezayis. I'm just feeding you kezayis, and that's all I'm giving you to eat. La atzmoi kezayis. La cherim bi machmi kebeya. All right, we'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of, towards the bottom of Memtesim with Beis.